This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Okay, here they come. And oh my goodness, what a cascade, if you will, of things we're hearing. I saw John Ossoff, newly elected senator out of Georgia. Way to go, Georgia. Talking about two massacres in 2 weeks. Two massacres in 2 weeks. One that they're trying to recharacterize as a hate crime by a white guy, right? Which is actually a sexually addicted incel. That's what he is. And this other, this thing that happened at the grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, this is a... You know, this is a guy that despised Trump. They were calling him a white guy, too, because he lived. through his rampage killing. And, you know, that started all the Twitter stuff and everything else. And we're going to try to cover all of this nonsense. Simply because as soon as this narrative began, it started to fall apart. It's plain and simple. Just, I mean, they're trying really hard to uphold what's going on with the whole part of the Atlanta killings, right? They're trying to make that a hate crime, a Asian American focused violence incident, except it was more of a profession crime because the incel couldn't control himself, so he had to go out there and get rid of the temptation. That's what he said. They've also taken and reshaped the narrative to where with the guy in Atlanta, they were saying that somebody characterized in a as they recounted what was being said, that he was having a bad day, and this was somebody's testimony they told the cops, and the cops were just regurgitating this verbatim. Now, since what's happened in Colorado, we're getting to hear about people are getting tired of white guys having a bad day with an AR-15. I saw an article today where somebody said somebody went out and practiced their Second Amendment right in a grocery store. And then, you know, yesterday, Gropey Joe, I mean, he put a lid on everything yesterday at about 1 p.m. He's now out there, and in the form of his press secretary, Ginger Goebbels, she's out there talking about executive actions or executive orders on gun control, which is an out-and-out lie. He can't do what he's talking about doing. But that didn't stop Ginger. She said this today. And she did not specify, of course, what action he's going to take, because he can't really take that much. He could do a couple of, what could he do? He could stop letting us import certain things from foreign countries. He could do that via the ATF, and that's about it. That's about it. We've seen in 2013, Barack Obama, his former boss, sharper president than him. He got out there and put out 22 executive actions, I think, as I recall. And most of those boomeranged on him. But Ginger said, we're considering a range of levers, including working through legislation, including executive action. This has been under discussion and will continue to be under discussion. And Biden addressing the shooting that occurred in Boulder that left 10 dead said Tuesday he didn't want to wait another minute, let alone an hour, to act on gun violence. A shooting 6 days earlier left 8 dead in Atlanta, Georgia. He didn't mention potential executive action, but he implored the Senate to pass a series of House bills that would close loopholes on background checks, which is not, it's not a loophole, it's a check on the state. The reason there's a 3-day waiting period if you don't get approved is that they're not supposed to be able to wait an indefinite period of time. They have a finite period of time that you have to wait. And then, you know, I talked about this last night. They've been taking car rides out to certain FFL saying, you know, we don't like the way this guy looks. You should not sell him the gun. No, he hasn't done anything wrong. He legally can buy the gun. But we, you know, you hear what I'm saying, right? And, you know, then everybody looks at the FFL and says, well, you're sort of a coward, aren't you? Except you're looking at a guy that, you know, or a business that is heavily regulated. Very, very heavily regulated. So, now Joe Biden, while he's sitting there, he said, I got, you know, he also wants Congress to ban assault weapons, which is, that one's doomed from the get-go. Doomed. Why is it doomed? It's doomed because the one that Feinstein wrote, everything is grandfathered. Everything. Everything is grandfathered. There is no no bans, there's no confiscation, because they know they can't do that. They know logistically that's a nightmare scenario for them to try to get through. But what, you know, President Joe Asterisk Biden said, I got that done as a senator. It brought down mass shootings. We can do it again, which that's also a lie. Mass shootings are a very real rampage killings are a very rare event. They do not occur with the you know, with the prolificness that they try to attribute to them, simply because you know, the ones that are out there saying, well, we've had let's see, it's March, we've already had 1635 of these. These are gang fights. These are gang gang slayings that are happening, and 80% of them, I think it's 83% of them, are due to a bad drug deal. In fact, if you look at homicide, by the time you get done taking out all the gangs and all the drug deals gone bad and all the suicides, we have about 1,800 murder, she wrote, homicides that occur per year. And I don't know about you, but in a country that is awash with guns and is awash with people that own guns, 1,800 people getting murdered seems like a ridiculously low number when we're supposed to be in the middle of a gun violence epidemic. I mean, it's supposed to be that we're catching bullets everywhere we turn. In the middle of a gun violence epidemic, this means, especially when I go to a gun shop. Especially when I go to a gun shop, because I'm going to go in there and there's, you know, everywhere around me there's guns and bullets and all this other stuff, and I'm going to catch three or four at least. I'm going to get shot 3-4 different times. Yeah, something like that's going to happen. So, he also got out there, Joe Asterisk, he got out there and said, these are bills that have received votes from both Republicans and Democrats in the House. This is not and should not be a partisan issue. This is an American issue that will save lives, American lives, and we have to act. We should also ban assault weapons in the process. Listen, you senile old coot. Every time you propose more gun control, that means the gun control that you've already got failed. It's not working. Gun control stops nobody, stops no criminals. That's like, it's the most stupid proposition you get out there and make to us, because you're trying to tell me, well, we're going to ban AR-15s. Well, if that'll stop one crime, I guess it's worth it, except it won't stop any crimes at all. It won't stop a single crime. Then they want to expand the background checks and everything else. And, I mean, in the meantime, the big problem they're going to have is just getting it through the Senate. I mean, yeah, I know they want to get rid of the filibuster and everything else, and they're talking the big talk, and you've seen it everywhere in the media and everything. And just remember one thing about all these guys, they're all full of it. I'm not going to tell you what they're full of, because I can't, but, you know, use your imagination on that one. The gun control experts are going to get out there and say, yes, he could do something with executive action, and that's because they believe that he's the king. But he's not the king. I'm going to go take some blood pressure medication, and we'll continue this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I would like to know, and I don't know, and if there's anybody listening that's in Boulder, Colorado, I'd like to know if King Supers is a gun-free zone. Now, let's talk about what we do know, because normally, and we don't really know a whole lot about this. All I'm commenting on right now today is the left. And the way they, this is, the left has been waiting on this. This is, they have come out so vociferously on this one. They are crying. I mean, they are, they're crazed. They can taste the blood in the water. And I want to know, one, is it a gun-free zone? Because, you know, nobody but the police officer who died. I want to know what I want to know how that part of it happened too. I want to know who shot the gunman in the lake. I want to know who shot the rampage killer. And I want to know how they caught him alive. That seems sort of odd to me. Those are a few things I need to know. Now, we get this. Witnesses who were inside the King Supers grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday during the mass shooting described a chaotic scene after a man walked into the store armed with some kind of rifle and without saying a word opened fire. The Denver Post spoke to one witness who wished to remain anonymous. The witness said he was a roommate about to leave the store when they spotted the gunman. He just came in and started shooting. The roommate told the paper that the shooting seemed to be methodic. He wasn't spraying. Well, of course he wasn't spraying. And then we get this. Then the Twitter feeds begin. It's always an angry white man, always. Or the suspected gunman in the Boulder, Colorado mass shooting is a white guy. 7 reported dead. Q, mental issues, bad day, parking dispute, or anything else other than what he most likely is, a white domestic terrorist. And then they identified this Yahoo as 21-year-old Ahmad Al-Issa. Not a white guy. He would not, on my 4473, which we have heard that he bought this gun 6 days before this, probably with a background check, would be my guess, yeah. There will be debates about whether this is terrorism or not, but we don't have any evidence on this. I don't know. He's lived most of his life here. Supposedly he has ISIS-leaning tendencies, which is not a purely Muslim trait. I mean, there's lots of white people that have that, and black people, and all kinds of people. Plaid people have it. It's not that big of a deal. We do know that he is reportedly suffering from a mental illness, and that we have the true common trait that with most rampage killings committed over the past 3 decades, mental illness. Yeah. It'd be nice to know if he actually had taken some psychotropic drugs. If he's grown up most of his life here in the United States and been to public school, he probably has been medicated. Because teachers like to do that to little boys. Then, let's see. This is coming from Mother Jones after what happened in Aurora, Colorado, in 2012. Mass shootings generate sensational media coverage, yet most media failed to connect the dots with regard to mental health. It is a crucial factor to these events, as our in-depth investigation in mass shootings at Mother Jones shows. After another young man unleashed horror inside a Colorado movie theater this July, we set out to track mass shootings in the United States over the last 30 years. We identified and analyzed 62 of them, 25 in the last 7 years alone. Nearly 80% of the perpetrators in these 62 cases obtained their weapons legally. Acute paranoia, delusions, and depression were rampant among them, with at least 36 of the killers committing suicide on or near the scene. 7 others died in police shootouts. They had little hope of surviving, also known as suicide by cop. And according to additional research we completed recently, at least 38 of them displayed signs of possible mental health problems prior to the killings. And that data is now included in the interactive guide that they published so helpfully back in 2012. This is why the left doesn't want to talk about mental health. You can go to a general practice. You can go to a doctor's care or an exigent center or one of these. You can go to you probably can go to the CVS where they have the minute clinic. And you can get all kinds of mood-altering drugs issued to you without nary a mental health professional there to help you out with that. It's quite the thing. And this is the thing. This is the big thing. We keep having gun-free zones. We keep having people that are, you know, in the case of what happened in Atlanta, in the case of what happened here in Colorado, there was nobody but one cop in both places combined that tried to fight this guy. You got to disrupt the pattern of these assailants. If you're not going to do that, then you're not going to get anywhere with it. Look at that. Always getting a phone call while you're in the middle of a rant. Hate to tell you this, leftist America, but it's not white people. It is not white people. It's mental health. We've just gone through a lockdown for the last year, and I'm really interested to see how this guy, how this Ahmad Al-Alisa, how he did during the lockdown. You don't want to have that discussion, though. Fanning the flames of a fake woke narrative is better for the feelings. For the feels with a Z. I get it. I understand. I totally get it. But, you know, your narrative is falling apart. And you have a worse problem. You've got other problems beside this. Because this is going to be your big push for gun control now. This is going to be one of them. You've got two massacres that occurred in places where nobody was there to fight back. And you're tap dancing in the blood of people, of victims. They have listened to you that you've told them, well, if we pass this law, if we pass that law, there's not going to be any crime. And in the meantime, like in Atlanta, I know the police have pulled back a little bit. I don't know how bad it is right now. Don't know how bad it is in Boulder, Colorado. So we've got the Ferguson effect in full effect in a lot of places. We're letting criminals out into the places. We've got all of these Soros-backed DAs not even prosecuting crimes. And then we want to go after law-abiding people. This is a smoking hot idea. Smoking hot. I can't wait for it to go into full sway. Go for it, left. Go for it. I don't think you understand what you're going to be getting a hold of when you try. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas is a big winner in the 2020 census results, which are out today.
Six states will gain seats in the House of Representatives. Texas will gain two seats, and Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon will each gain one seat.
The Census Bureau's acting director, Ron Jarman, saying seven states will lose seats in Congress. That includes California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. The White House is previewing President Biden's speech for Wednesday's joint address to Congress.
The president has been working over the last couple of days, as he will be over the next two, on his speech. He's deeply involved in the development of his speech.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters Biden will lay out the details of the American Families Plan and will also mention a range of priorities in the coming months. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is once again taking up a Second Amendment issue.
The Supreme Court agreed on Monday to hear an appeal to extend gun rights in the United States in a New York case over the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. Paul Clement, representing challengers to New York's permit law, said the court should use the case to settle the issue once and for all. The justices reported Monday that they will review a lower court ruling that upheld New York's restrictive gun permit law. The case will probably be argued in the fall. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted the risk for COVID infection in an outdoor setting is minuscule, especially now that 30% of the population has been fully vaccinated. Fauci saying he thinks the Centers for Disease Control will likely update COVID-19 guidelines on using face masks in outdoor settings. President Biden expected to deliver remarks on the COVID-19 response tomorrow at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One thing I would like to point out prior to all of this hypocrisy that we're seeing right now concerning these two incidents, which are horrific. These are horrific. You had 25 shootings in Chicago over the weekend. Black Lives Matter, right? 25 shootings. Where is the president and Jill on that one? I heard in the news as we were there, Jill and I are just heartbroken. We're shattered. We're this, we're that, we're the other. You are overjoyed, you senile. I can't say it. I'm not going to go that way. And this is the thing. This is the thing. These rampage killings, these fall into these 1,800 or so homicides that we have per year here in these United States. And these are the ones that nobody sees these coming. Nobody saw what was going to, you know, the people that are close to these perpetrators, the incel in Atlanta, this guy, this mental health problem that was in Boulder. You see it, but at the same time, what are you supposed to do about it? Does Colorado have a red flag law? Does Georgia have a red flag law? I would be surprised if Colorado didn't have one. I don't think Georgia has one. But we know that the guy in Atlanta bought his gun legally. So background checks, they don't work. A background check is a simple thing. A background check is a Polaroid snapshot of you at a certain point right here. Boom. We you know, here you are, and everything that you've been beforehand, we can see this. We're looking at it. Of course, we can't see things like the fact that you are a frustrated, can't-get-a-girlfriend kind of guy, and you've decided to really go sideways on this. Which I would have to say that the incel sort of has to be a... someone is at the front door. I would think the incel would be one of these guys that also would have to be considered a mental health patient since he decided to go this route to address his grievance. When we think about this, though, I keep thinking back to Clackamas Mall in Oregon. Nick Melly, do you remember that kid? This kid had a Glock 22, 40 caliber. Another mental health issue. Stole an AR-15 out of a car, and then he proceeded to start shooting. He actually, as he pulled the weapon out and started shooting in the Clackamas Mall in the food court, he said, "The mass shooter is here." And he killed two people and wounded one right away. And then he was just walking around the mall spraying indiscriminately. And Nick Melly heard him. And Nick Melly pulled his Glock 22. He got everybody. The thing about malls have these access ways behind the stores where you can get out and never be seen. And that's where it becomes an issue for a rampage killer because people can get away from him. Well, now, Nick Melly, he had everybody in a store behind him, and he got into a position to cover, and the rampage killer came around with his AR-15, saw this kid with a handgun, and exited stage right and killed himself. He did not engage Nick Melly. 2.5 people is the average loss of life when you get out there and when there is an armed citizen in place when a rampage killing unfolds, whereas 18 is the average loss of life when you're waiting on police. Now, in the case of this Boulder, Colorado thing, I would love to know this police officer that passed away, that died in the fight. I'd love to know, what did he do some damage? Did he disrupt the pattern? Because that's what you got to do with a rampage killer. You got to disrupt the pattern. Narrative aside, we should be looking at this and trying to do a little forensic breakdown of what happened right and wrong. The problem here is that most people, and I keep seeing this number, I keep seeing 56-57%. And I think that the 56-57% that I see is the low info voter that believes a gun-free zone works. That doesn't know you. They don't know me. They don't know the where you look and see the numbers and everything. And try to figure out where these gun-free zones are. I really need to find out about the King's Supers, King or King Supers or whatever it is called. I'd love to know if it is a gun-free zone, simply because that would follow a pattern. But the other pattern, though, that is out there, the whole narrative. I mean, listen, gun grabbers, I'm tired of you playing the games. You want to play like you're civil and everything. I know you want to ban me because I'm Caucasian. I didn't have anything to do with that, by the way. I can't do anything about it now. If I tried to do something about it, you would tell me I was doing cultural appropriation. So you want to ban me because I'm Caucasian. I get that. I understand that. Like I said, I don't have nothing to do with that. You also want to ban me because I have guns. And the only problem with that is, who are you going to get to do it? Who's going to actually execute that one little caveat that you're trying to put out there? Because I hate to tell you this, but I love being an American. I put on the uniform for this country, and I served with people, with men, with women that were my brothers and sisters in arms, and I didn't care what color they were, and I didn't care where they came from, and I didn't care where they were going back to. I didn't care, because we had that one common trait. That one common trait that we were serving, we were where nobody wanted to be, doing things nobody wanted to do. Now, I know the military today, the number is still... The military that I served in, by the way, was a much more noble military than we have today. Isn't that right, leadership of the United States military today? You guys are too woke. But having said all of that, despite all that wokeness and everything, wokeness does not translate into lethality. And in the meantime, according to the CDC, the last time we had Joe Asterisk out there talking about executive actions, Obama got out there and got the CDC to do a study where they found 3 million defensive gun uses per day. Not, excuse me, 3 million per year, which translates to about 9,000 a day. 9,000 defensive gun uses, of which 99% of the time, nobody pulls a trigger. So we're preventing 3 million crimes per year. 3 million possible violent crimes, 3 million possible rapes, 3 million possible murders, 3 million possible armed robberies, assaults. You want to take that away? Because I'm Caucasian, and I have guns. I don't know how that works out with all the black women that are buying guns nowadays, or all the women, period, that are buying guns nowadays, all the black men that are buying guns nowadays. I hope the Asian Americans are buying guns nowadays. I know they already have them. Remember the Korean, the rooftop Koreans? Yeah. So, you know, keep it up with the narrative and everything. The push, I understand what you feel the imminence coming. You feel the problems inherent in being leftists, and you know that it's pretty unsustainable. We'll see how it plays. You're only going to be allowed to go so far. So I was talking yesterday about what it takes to cause a rebellion. We haven't had the triggering event. We haven't had the outside influence yet. But I know you guys are working on that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, we're going to take a step back. We're going to go back to yesterday when we knew what was going on. And the growing wave of what has turned out to be a narrative based upon a house of cards in a glass house with the wind blowing and some rocks being thrown around inside. We didn't know very much about it, and that's because we still don't know a whole lot about it. We don't know the motive. We don't know, besides that he has mental health issues, we don't know when he bought his gun. Did he buy his gun legally? You know, that kind of thing. Plus, it's, you know, he reportedly had an AR-style rifle. What does that mean? What does that mean? Anyway. Now, there was this news report from something called Insider Intelligence, which builds itself as a leading-edge research firm focused on digital transformation, and it demonstrates the objectivity that you and me, those that advocate for the right to bear arms, we should be able to expect here. And it reads, "When it's your family, you feel it." Colorado supermarket shooting witness says incident calls for gun control. A witness to the Colorado supermarket shooting said the incident was a big pitch for gun control. Okay, what kind? What are we talking about here? What is being proposed that would have prevented this evil crime, and what facts will corroborate that contention beyond feelings? If you bought it with a background check, none of it would have stopped him. And for that matter, since the witness is unidentified, it would be instructive to learn what his sentiments on armed citizens were before the rampage as well. Now, for its part, the insider does provide some examples of gun laws that could be imposed. We get Colorado's a shall-issue state, and residents can get concealed carry permits from their local sheriff's offices. There are currently no purchase permit or firearm registration requirements for handguns. Those who can provide examples of defensive gun use, including personal ones. And besides, according to the reports, an AR-style rifle was used, making this argument irrelevant. But Insider was working up to this. Boulder enacted two ordinances that ban possessing or selling assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. However, Colorado's state government prohibits local governments from passing their own gun control measures, and these ordinances were both overturned. That's called preemption, by the way, camper. You don't get to have your own little fife just because you have a municipality, a village, a county. You too have some constraints against you. No one really believes that a patchwork quilt ordinance would have any impact on somebody that's deranged and evil enough to murder unsuspecting human beings. May issue carry permits won't stop such monsters, nor will requirements that the law-abiding register guns or prohibitions on owning semi-autos and standard capacity magazines. So, what is it that these that are crying that something has to be done, what do they really want? What would work and make the Michael Bloombergs of the world declare enough has been done now? What we know is nothing would work or ever be enough. If citizen disarmament could be achieved, history shows us what can be expected from monopolies of violence. The problem will not be these kind of rampage killers if they were to get the monopoly of violence they really want to have. It would be the government. Governments kill more people than anybody else. In the 20th century, governments across the world killed 100 million of their own citizens. And they weren't allowed to have guns. This doesn't matter, of course, to these activists and politicians and the media ginning up demands and making the big pitch for gun control. First we had the Atlanta murders, now this, and this has set a stage for this, and it's incumbent on every gun owner who refuses to be blamed for the actions of a lunatic to demand real solutions, starting with keeping those who can't be trusted with a gun away from the rest of us. And that's the main thing. All of these red flag orders and everything, they leave the person that is supposed to be the commonality here is the most dangerous part of any of these equations is the person. It's not the gun. It's not the tool. It's the person. And they leave them. If you can't be trusted with a gun, you shouldn't be allowed to be on the streets. Okay? Some of us has been wondering what it will take to get the moderate Republicans to throw the gun owners under the bus. And an incident like this would be one of those things that would fan the flames. But for right now, what we're waiting to see how this latest incident will play out as more information becomes known. And there are some things we can do that will take less time than reading and, you know, an article maybe at Amoland or something. If you have state and Republican leaders around you, you should be getting on the phone with them. Contact them and tell them that you do not intend to be scapegoated for something. You will not tolerate no resulting gun laws. And you will remember how they voted election time. Now, all of this is all pertinent and salient in this particular case, at this particular moment, before we knew who the shooter was. Then we found out the shooter was Liwi Alisa from Arvada, Colorado. Right now, as of yesterday, they were looking very heavily into his background, and they will continue to do that for days to come. But it's going to boil down to a few things here. And those things are going to be quite simple. If somebody like me or somebody like has been in the chat room, there's the three or four people that I know in the chat room, that if they were in this grocery store, they would have ended this guy. This police officer notwithstanding, I mean, I want to know what happened to that poor guy, that police officer. But if there's three or four people that have been in the chat room that I've been while I've been streaming this hour, I know at least two, three of them could have dealt with this guy. Train to deal with these guys. Actually go to seminars to train to deal with these guys. Civilians, not law enforcement. And that's because a trained, and when I say trained, I mean someone who's trained to be a gunfighter. Most of them don't ever get into gunfights. But this would be the worst person to run into if you were a rampage killer. Because these guys have got the muscle memory. This is the kind of stuff I talk to. This is the kind of stuff I talk to Super Dave about, and John Farnham, and you know, Steve Fisher and Jane Jaeger. These are the kind of things I talk to these guys about, because people that train with people like that, that's great to go to those classes, but then they go wherever they can and they're doing whatever kind of training they can do, whether they got ammo or not. And they don't want to do anything like that, but by the same token, when somebody comes into a grocery store and you're in there and you've got all you have is a list that says Pop-Tarts, palm olive, and milk, and that's all you're supposed to do, but you're carrying your weapon, and somebody comes in there and tries to kill you and everybody there just for being there. Well, you got to act. You have to act. And for those of you, Democrats, listen, your best bet is to pull back. Because where you're wanting to take us is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The last time this happened, you guys got roundly defeated, and you had control of the Senate, and you had control of the House, and you had control of the presidency. It's not going to happen. You're going to be thwarted. Sorry. But we'll see. We're going to see. And in the meantime, do not... wherever you go, carry whatever you can carry as often, everywhere you go. Be prepared, train, practice. Don't let what's been happening here lately happen to you. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.